Hi, I'm Ronald Wills, and this is The Public Eye. Nantucket for fool people. That was the response of the big woman on the corner downtown to the news that the police had closed their file on the horrible beat-up of a woman by a big man in the West recently. So now, even if everybody see you about the woman head, thump her, kick her, and take chair clap her, you can shut your mouth and get away with it? Even after you same one go to police and tell them if she lick you first, nothing can come out of it. It's so justice day now in Jamaica, her companion mused. They just glad my sister filed for me already. From the time the doctor killed the man in the house at Barbican Road, and nothing can come out of that, you know I'll stay here. And now this one. I did think Andrew would have to carry the paper for him big house to bail him. If I'm my son, he would have still there in jail. It's only if you have money, you know. Her words trailed off. Those ladies well know the regular Friday afternoon practice at Central Police Station. Amid the pandemic of domestic violence overtaking the nation, it is shocking that so many women are so besotten with tribal wine or filled with self-contempt that they defend the abuse. Check social media or the scuttlebutt on Great George's Street. And must she doing something real bad? She must have game bun and him find out. After all, she not dead. And some man stay. Watch how them soon get back together. Don't we all labor, right? Sure. Just give her a money or a house or a car and tell her to shut her mouth. If she make the man go to jail, she not get nothing. Party fanaticism and practical talk trumps principle every time. Listen to the decent Speaker Philibert squashing Tony Hilton's motion to suspend by saying that she could not identify the suspect MP when he himself had by then acknowledged the event but claimed self-defense. Minister Babsy, how are you going to muster support against domestic violence when the response to such an egregious incident is met, at least up to the weekend, by a mouthwater statement about leave of absence, and that you are not talking to the guy anymore? What is the powerful, persuasive, and unforgettable lesson which this event has taught to our hundreds of thousands of out-of-school, out-of-job young people? The worst casualty of this incident, and the way it has been handled, is the further loss of public confidence in politicians and the political process. There can neither be economic, social, nor moral advance unless, even if we disagree, we can trust the truth and sincerity of our leaders' words and deeds.
Permit me a word to you, Mr. Wright, MP. Sir, if you are not the abuser in the video, please say so convincingly and present your alibi. However, if it is you who fight the woman, please do not hide under the skirt of silence or tribal arrogance. Resign your seat, because your conduct, even if you are not to be held criminally responsible, is incompatible with the holder of a seat in the highest court of the land.
After that, exonerate yourself by whatever means possible, or seek forgiveness from the lady and from those you represent. If you are contrite, they will accept you. After that, if you wish, return to representation. Do it this way and your conscience will be clean, your reputation redeemed, your party saved from humiliation, and the morals of the nation uplifted. It is still possible to turn this ugly nightmare into a positive outcome. For good.